Americans are arguing about a lot of things these days, but one thing people on the left and the right seem to agree on is that the economy has changed tremendously in recent years, and some people are reaping the benefit and others are being left out. But what actually happens to the people when an industry collapses or a new technology takes off? Over the next few weeks, we're going to hear stories from around the country about how people are coping with this new world, learning new skills and new jobs, rethinking who they want to be. It's a series we're calling Brave New Workers.
Do I still see myself as a cowboy? Yeah, I do, and I hope I always do.
Free porn has completely killed the industry as we know it.
I was a underground coal miner. Now I'm in paramedic school.
Our first story for this series comes from San Francisco, California. Medical marijuana has been legal there since the mid-1990s. Starting next year, registered businesses will be able to sell recreational marijuana. But what about people who have criminal convictions for their past involvement in the very industry that's now been legalized? Can they get in on the green rush? That's the dilemma facing Malcolm Mirage, and no, that's not his real name. He asked that we not use it so he can speak freely. He's 34 years old now, and he's been growing and selling marijuana on the black market since he was a teenager. He realized that legal cannabis was on the horizon, so he decided to scale up his operation in an effort, he says, to raise capital to create a legal enterprise. And he was almost there when things took a turn for the worse.
I absolutely needed to come up with $500,000 in cash to open up a cannabis dispensary. I needed it for everything that a regular normal business would need $500,000 for. Except I could just never go to a bank. People still can't go to a bank to get a loan for selling cannabis. In 2012, a pound of marijuana here grown in the state of California could be bought wholesale from anywhere between $1,500 to $3,000, depending on the quality. Outside of California, it can go anywhere from $4,000 to $7,000. And so, in order for me to gather up the largest sum of capital I possibly could in the shortest amount of time, I had to go out and get clients. Unfortunately, on one of those trips, I got pulled over about 40 miles outside of Amarillo, Texas on the 40. There was 135 pounds of marijuana in the back of the vehicle, and I ended up in jail for cannabis distribution in Texas. I still wasn't deterred, though. I was very determined. I wasn't going to let an arrest in Texas stop me from opening up Mirage Medicinal. By October 2014, Halloween, I was in the Tombs in Manhattan, which is what they call central booking. I had been arrested in the Lower East Side, making a transaction with somebody who informed on me. In the Tombs, the judge read what I was on probation for, and when she said, "And he's on probation for 130 pounds of marijuana in Texas," like, you hear this audible, like, in the courtroom. It was kind of, and looking back on it, it's funny, but at the moment it was dread. It was like, oh my God. And they said, "You're a kingpin by state law. You are going to have $500,000 in bail." The jig was up at that point, and that was when I called my sister on the phone. My pitch to my sister was, "Sis, I have a legal California cannabis cooperative that's already registered.
I got this website. We got hoodies. We got t-shirts. We got bags. We got everything.
It's all turnkey.
The only thing that it's missing is the weed to go inside the bags and then someone to be able to roll out the customer service.
Do you want to do it, sis?"
I was like, "All right. But I gotta be CEO, right?" And he's like, "Fine." I was like, "Okay, cool. Yeah, I'll take it."
You're the best.
Thanks. So when I took over Mirage Medicinal, my brother's full dream of being able to have a brick and mortar was far from a tangible reality financially. The only thing that we could really roll out was a delivery service. And that's where we are now.
This is the space that we use for Mirage Medicinal. We do all of our storage. We have a shipping container inside of a garage, inside of a warehouse, inside of a building.
This is orange creamsicle. And so with that one, you can totally smell the citrine, right? Which is also found in orange peels. It's also really creamy.
on the back end, and then it has that gas, like that weed gas to it, you know?
When I compare my colleagues in the black market with my colleagues in the current cannabis market here in California, the black market is filled with people of color, just like the prison that I was in. And the people in the above ground market who are distributors, manufacturers, and investors are all white, majority, I'd have to say. Being involved in this business and possibly being prohibited from it because of my involvement in selling and growing marijuana previously and having an arrest record for it is very unsettling. I may never be able to own a business selling, growing, manufacturing cannabis because of my record of growing, selling, and manufacturing cannabis. And to me, it's a huge hypocrisy. The only reason there's a pie to be cut up is because people like myself, going back decades, created this pie.
Malcolm Mirage runs Mirage Medicinal, a marijuana delivery outfit in San Francisco, along with his sister, Nina Parks. Nina is the co-founder of Supernova Women, which is working to get more women and people of color into the legal marijuana industry. They spoke with us for our series about people trying to adapt to a changing economy.